Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're looking at Psalm 33 over the next couple of weeks. And I want to focus in on the section that says this: "For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness." So why should God's people praise him with skill and passion and beauty like it's called us to in Psalm 33 verse 1? Well, the text goes on to tell us because the word of the Lord is not only true, it is powerful. The psalmist doesn't ask us to worship God blindly or just emotionally, but thoughtfully, anchored in the reality of who God is and what he has done. And so God's word is described as upright, meaning that it's straight, it's sound, it's reliable. Every work he accomplishes flows from the stability and the righteousness of his word. So with his voice, he created the heavens. With his breath, the stars appeared. With a single command, the waters obeyed and creation took its form. Unlike the broken promises of man, God's word brings reality into being. He speaks and it is. He commands and it stands firm. So we praise not from wishful thinking, but from a foundation of unshakable truth. We don't worship out of vague emotion, but out of awe for the creative and sustaining power of God's word. And that word, the same one that formed galaxies, is at work in us today. So pray this today: Lord, thank you for the power and reliability of your word, and help me to trust it fully. And may my worship be grounded in your truth and not just my feelings. Help me to grow in awe of how your word still works powerfully in creation and in my life. Here are two different peoples that you can pray for today: Yairo Bonilla and his family, our national change makers in Costa Rica. And also remember to pray for the Lingala LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And remember, God's word is upright and effective, forming creation and forming us. And it calls forth praise grounded in reverence and truth.